Well, we often say that FFA connections can last a lifetime, and for some, that holds truer than others. A decade ago, two FFA members met and mingled at the New Hampshire State FFA Convention, as many attendees do. But these two did not forget about each other after the convention wrapped up. In fact, they began dating and 10 years later returned to the New Hampshire FFA Convention, and that's where they married on stage at the place where their love began. And we're going to meet them now. First of all, congratulations to Christine and Brendan Jackson. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Well, get us started by telling us a little about how each of you were first introduced to the FFA and what your chapters were like.
I went to a VOC program in Exeter through my high school. I was part of the SECO School of Technology chapter. We were the Animal and Plant Science program, and we all had different groups, like the culinary did their own group. So Animal and Plant Science was FFA, and we started that in our junior year of high school. So we went through junior and senior year for them and then competed at states. We went to nationals. My senior year, we went for horse judging, which I had won for the state. We were a pretty small program at the time, but we've gotten much larger now.
I'm born and raised in South Carolina, and halfway through my sophomore year of high school, my parents got a divorce, and my mother brought me up to New Hampshire, and I was the scorned little boy that, you know, wanted to go home and didn't want anything to do with New England. And, you know, I was the kid in the school that said, you know, wasn't trying to make friends, you know, said I wasn't going to be there long enough to remember anybody's name. And we didn't have FFA in my school, in South Carolina, believe it or not. We had, you know, building trades and things like that, but a group of students, came and talked to me, and my counselor for the school introduced me to the tech program at my high school. We had a working dairy farm, a working forestry operation, a working grooming and kennel, animal science, anatomy, physiology, horticulture. We did it all there. And this was, you know, right up my alley growing up on a farm. And I dove right in, and it, you know, turned my life around, really. I mean, I went from the, you know, angry, scorned teenager to somebody that wanted to better themselves. And I became the vice president of the chapter in less than 6 months of being a member, got scholarships and things like that. But we were a very large chapter. We won the National Chapter Award, had heavy involvement, did a lot of fundraisers. It was, quite frankly, it was some of the best years of my life.
And Christine, you were a chapter vice president as well. Isn't that right?
I was, both my junior and senior year.
So you both achieved a lot in your respective chapters. How far into FFA careers were you when you attended the fateful convention back then?
That was my first state convention because we only had FFA for junior year.
And that was my second state convention.
It was awesome. My first and his second was at the Mount Washington Hotel, which is a fantastic location. It was awesome. It was everything you could hope for a state convention.
So how did you two actually run into each other at the event?
Well, we didn't see each other right off the bat. You know, as soon as you get to state convention, you know, you see people you've never met before and start talking. And I mean, it's like you know them for 10 years, and it's just, you know, everybody's having fun. But at the same time, you know, everybody takes CDEs very seriously. And so, you know, we first get there, you know, you unpack and you're getting ready for your events and everything. But after the hard stuff's done and you get your competitions out of the way, they did a dance. And so, you know, all the chapters go back and, you know, everybody gets changed out of OD and, you know, gets in casual clothes and everybody goes down from the dance. And we spotted each other from across the dance floor while Kenny Chesney's She Thinks My Tractor Sexy was playing, and kind of moseyed on over to each other and just started dancing, and we just hit it off.
And then we competed with each other the next day.
And then, of course, how did you stay connected after the convention wrapped up and managed to even stay in touch?
Well, we exchanged phone numbers and ended up going over to her house and, you know, meeting her family and just started spending more and more time together. And one date led to the next, and then we became high school sweethearts. We dated for a large portion of high school after that. Towards the end of our high school careers, we ended up breaking up. We were headed in different directions. She was going to college. I was joining the military. We went our separate ways. But I can tell you that I never stopped thinking about her. And we kept in contact afterwards, off and on over a period of time. And we finally reconnected. And she took the jump and moved down to South Carolina with me after I got out of the military, and it set like a wildfire.
When you got engaged, was a return to the convention always in the plan, or was it more of an afterthought? Why was FFA so important to you that you needed to include it on that most special day?
When we first got engaged, we had talked about it, and we're still friends with a lot of the members that were in our years and a lot of the state officers. So we had talked about it and kind of thrown the idea around, and I actually was working with one of the state officers of this current year, and she said, well, I can arrange it if you want to do it, and I'm terrible at planning stuff. So she kind of gave us the push, and we talked to everybody, and it just kind of happened.
They were leaving subtle hints, you know, on social media, and, you know, of course, you know, one FFA member finds out something cool, you know, it spreads like wildfire. And so there was a lot of chatter and commotion about it, and a lot of excitement leading up to it, and they were very, very happy to hear that we wanted to do this, and very welcoming and very accommodating, and really helped to make it an extremely special day for us.
A lot of our friends that know us and knew us from FFA, we all got, this is perfect. This is, you know, exactly how it should be. You're starting another chapter where the first one, you know, started to begin with. And it was just perfect.
Well, what were the reactions like from the audience during the ceremony?
No, it was so cool. I think the most awesome thing was to walk out of there holding hands as husband and wife, and, you know, just have just a crowd of blue and gold on either side of us just clapping away. It was breathtaking, really.
And both of our advisors crying.
Now, both of you have clearly gained so much from your time in the FFA. What would you say to current FFA members listening out there?
Do everything. You know, all the C's you think, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. Just do it. Just try it. I mean, you never know who you're going to meet, the connections you're going to make. You'll meet everybody. And it's the best time, I don't know, of my entire life. We got so much out of it. I used things that I learned in high school in what I do today, working at the animal hospitals. And, you know, I can rely on people I met there to give advice for difficult things that we're dealing with. And we just met the best people, our best friends. I can still call my advisor and ask for advice or anything I need from her.
And I mean, my advice is, you know, it's very similar to what Christine said, is don't take the FFA for granted. It can do so much for you. I can say that, you know, FFA laid the foundation to make me the man that I am today. You know, all the morals and traits that FFA is trying to instill in its members, take advantage of it. You know, pursue your dreams. Don't give up. I mean, even if you may think you may never use something, there's underlying situations that those skills, you know, can help make you successful in life. Go to every event, you know, put every ounce of effort you can into it. I mean, there's scholarships, there's opportunities. It laid the groundwork for some of the best friends that I could ever ask for, that I would trust with my life. It helped me prepare for my career in the military and my civilian career afterwards. FFA is truly one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us.
No, thank you very much for having us.
Again, we've been talking with Christine and Brendan Jackson, newlyweds who met through their FFA experience back in high school.